USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Medicare's Part B premium for outpatient care will rise by nearly 7% to $144.60 per month starting in 2020. They blame the rising spending on medications. The $9.10 monthly increase follows a smaller $1.50 rise this year. It comes after Social Security announced a modest cost of living raise for 2020 that works out to an average of $24 per month. Medicare also announced that an annual Part B outpatient deductible will increase by $13 to $198 next year, and the Part A inpatient deductible will increase by $44 to $1,408 in 2020. A recent study found that more than half of seriously ill Medicare enrollees face financial hardships over medical bills, and prescription drugs are the leading problem. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said the two sides agreed to a phased cancellation of the tariff hikes as part of a new agreement. Trump told reporters at the White House, "I know they'd like to have a rollback, and I have not agreed to anything." Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro has pleaded not guilty to domestic violence, child endangerment, false imprisonment, and a number of other misdemeanors after an arrest in the Hollywood Hills. The 33-year-old Ortiz Magro entered the plea in Los Angeles to seven misdemeanor counts that also included criminal threats, brandishing a weapon, and resisting arrest. Police say Ortiz Magro was uncooperative, and they had to use a stun gun to take him into custody. Ortiz Magro has had frequent disputes with Jennifer Harley, his on-and-off girlfriend and mother of his child. Harley has also been arrested involving scuffles with Ortiz Magro, but charges at that time were dismissed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Consumer sentiment is up. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The University of Michigan's early reading on consumer attitudes in the month of November finds a somewhat more positive outlook about the economy, but a slightly less favorable outlook when it comes to personal finances. The U.S.-China trade war remains a top concern for many, according to the results. The university also says data shows Americans are slightly more cautious about spending as they head forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tulsi Gabbard keeps making her fellow Democrats nervous. The Hawaii congresswoman and Democratic presidential candidate appeared on Tucker Carlson's show. She wrote for the conservative-leaning editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal, and she's denounced Hillary Clinton as, quote, the personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. But she's made it perfectly clear in her visit to The View that she will not run as a third-party candidate.
Very clearly, and I've said no every time, because I'm running to build a new Democratic Party, to take our party out of the hands of the corporate special interests, the greed and the warmongers, and actually make it so that our Democratic Party is a party that is of, by, and for the people.
Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, also sought to end the rumors. He said Tulsi Gabbard and every single candidate running for president as a Democrat understands it's not about them. It's about something much bigger. It's about beating Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.